Well, hey everybody, this is Dave from DAP FM, the home of people-powered music. We want to introduce the DAP FM contest winner for September 25, 2025. Welcome, brother. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kevin Jackson. I am from Richmond, Virginia. So I'm actually not too far from y'all. I think you said you was in the DC area.
Yeah, we're in DC. We're right in the heart of DC. So,
Yeah, so I'm a
beautiful.
straight shot down 95 South for y'all guys.
Beautiful, beautiful. We love Richmond, man. A lot of good music comes out of Richmond. So y'all got some good stuff coming from there. You got a stage name? You go by Kevin Jackson? Is
It's
that
just Kevin Jackson. I try to keep it simple.
okay?
I'm not good at coming up with names. I just spell the last name a little bit differently, but for the most part, I just use my regular name.
Cool. Well, you won for the song Vibe Out. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about the song, man?
So I came up with that song by a complete accident. So usually, I'll make a bunch of beats, and then I'll never know what I'm gonna do with them, or if I'm gonna, let another artist get them. And I remember making the beat. I was stoned out of my mind, but when I made the beat, and then it just the lyrics was hitting me for the first time as I was actually making the beat. It really wasn't one of those cases where I would make the beat first and then go back and write to it. I was literally writing as I was making the beat. So I just wanted to make something that was simple. I didn't want to over sing it too much. I wanted to have it just kind of like where people can like sing along with it. And after trial and error, it started off with a bunch of instruments, took out more instruments to make it more simple, and it just seemed like the less I was doing to it, the more complete it was. And it just was a real chill type song that people can listen to and people can relate to.
But I agree with you, man. The fans loved it, so thank you for sharing that with us. It was a beautiful song. And do you usually write that style of music, or how would you categorize the song? Is it would you count that as R&B? How would you describe it?
I would gear it more so to R&B. I do rap. I don't rap as much. But I would say it's more so of an R&B type song. Honestly, when I first made the beat, I didn't intend for it to be an R&B song. I just assumed I was going to get a rapper that was looking for, something kind of smooth and get them to rap on it. But just over time, I was like, I'm gonna turn this into an R&B song and make it work. So
Well, that's beautiful, man. It's amazing how it comes together sometimes, isn't it? How do you usually start writing a song? Like, I know a lot of the fans out there want to know, do you start with the lyrics? Do you start with the melody? Or how do you when you sit down in the studio and you're getting ready to go, like what drives your inspiration? How do you usually get yourself warmed up and get started?
So I always start with the hook. So if I'm making a beat, I never make a beat for the song I'm getting ready to write. I'll just make a, I'll make a bunch of random stuff, and then if something hits me, I'll kind of have a concept of something. But I always do the hook first, because usually the hook is like the most important spot. So I'll try to make a real catchy hook above everything first, and then once I get the hook where it needs to be, then I can write the verses to the hook. But 95% of the time, I'm starting the song off writing it with the hook in mind first.
Beautiful, beautiful. How'd you get started in music? I mean, what led you to this as an art form to express yourself?
It was a complete accident. Like I never had a desire at first to do music. I was the guy that grew up in high school that just liked to play video games. Like that's how it all started. And I remember my aunt had this gospel music group that I used to play drums for, and they had choir practice at the house when I was staying with my mom years ago. And she left the keyboard there because she didn't feel like taking it back and packing it back up. So she just left it at the house. And I remember I was listening to it was an old Jodeci song. I want to say it might have been Love You for Life off of the show After Party at the Hotel. And I remember listening to that and listening to how Devontae was like playing certain chords and stuff. And I was like, I think I can possibly do that. And I just got to tinkering around, and she had like an old Technics keyboard. That's how long ago this was. It was an old Technics keyboard, and I started playing around with the sequencers. I wasn't singing, I wasn't rapping. All I was doing was playing. And then just over time, it just started to become, well, I wonder if I can, sing a little bit. I wonder if I can rap a little, because Honestly, back then I was absolutely horrible. So over time it just kind of got to where I got comfortable to where I can like really do it to like a somewhat professional degree. But it was never my intention to end up doing this. It just became something that started off as a hobby that eventually turned into a passion.
Wow, that's amazing. So no formal training. You didn't go to like music school or you didn't nothing.
None. When I
Wow.
started playing, my mom wanted me to play for the church. And again, I no training whatsoever. She just happened to hear me over time and was like, you gonna play for the church. And I didn't want to do it, but in hindsight, I'm kind of glad I did because the more I was playing for the church, the more I was kind of developing myself. So, but no, I've never had using this stuff and playing the keys and playing the drums. It was God gift because I never had any type of training or none of this stuff.
That is amazing, man. It's you can teach yourself sometimes the software and the stuff like that, but the music, like that's just in you. You know what I mean? That's hard. You can't coach that. So yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So do you usually write alone or do you write as like a part of a team or a group or?
It depends. I have written songs for other artists. What I typically try to do, because I know sometimes as songwriters, when we write for other people, we try to put ourselves in it too much, and it may not be necessarily the fit for the artist that you're writing for. So if I know there's an artist in mind that I'm kind of interested in writing for, I'll listen to a lot of their stuff and see kind of what their sound is, what their range is, what their primary subject matter is, and then I'll write it based off of that because at least I know if I'm writing something that feels like it's geared and catered to them, they're more likely to hear it and be like, oh yeah, I can definitely rock with this, as opposed to trying to force them to sing a Kevin Jackson song that may not be, a fit for them. So I usually just write based off of what an artist is typically doing. Usually it's by myself. They may, tweak a few things like later, but for the most part, the writing and stuff I try to do just by myself.
That's beautiful. Tell me maybe about some of your early musical influences. Like how who were some of those early art? Obviously, I know you said Jodeci, but who were some of those early artists that influenced you? And then maybe who are some of the more contemporary artists? Who are the people that influence you today?
Well, on the top of the list, you called it is Jodeci. I've been a Devontae Swing fan for forever. From that time period, up to when he had the basement, when he found Timbaland, when Timbaland had the old 90s, that sound he had in the 90s. Like to me, that era and those two is like for me, like top tier from a production standpoint. As far as vocally, a lot of it's so many artists. It's so many of them that I kind of like try to reference myself to, like your Tevin Campbells, your Tony Thompsons, because back then people was actually like singing, whereas now, and I get the times change, but it seems like back then there was a lot of emphasis on vocal ability. So I try to not sacrifice too much of that and still keep elements of that older style. I'm gonna be honest, as far as the new era, I'm very limited. Because I there was a time where I was following a lot of artists, but now I follow the music more so from the production side to see what the sound is. As far as brand new artists or artists that are like still current now, it's hard for me to really pick somebody because I'm still listening to the old stuff. I only turn on new stuff if I need to make a beat for somebody who, is a more modern artist. So I'm definitely like old school, like all the way.
It's funny, man. Yeah, one of my boys is getting his car. He's still got a CD player and he plays his old CDs back in there. I'm like, man, this is what we used to listen to back in the day, man. So yeah, it's funny how that happens. How has
And
your
I look,
style changed?
I commend him for having the CD player. Because I know a lot of people now, everybody's is streaming now, and as an artist, as a listener, streaming is great. As an artist, streaming is horrible.
It's bad. It's bad for the artist. There's no money in it today. I
It's
mean,
not
that's the big
none.
challenge. I
It
just read.
it's I'll tell you this. The last album I did was called Visionary. That's the album that Vibe Out is on. And for I think for like a year, I don't like checking my numbers and sales and stuff until the end of the year. But I remember I did something like 80 something thousand streams, and I'm like hype about it, 80 something thousand. And then when I went to see the money side of it, that was only equivalent to about $17.
It's pennies. I mean, it's pennies. So do you release in other ways? Do you release in vinyl? Do you release on CD?
I've done CD a couple of times because there's still a market for it. I'm really interested in the vinyl side of it because the vinyl is more so, it has a collector's aspect to it. So a lot of the artists that I know down here, they're not doing streaming at all. They'll do vinyl and they'll do what's the website? It's a website where you can sell all your stuff and pick your own price to sell it.
Oh,
Bandcamp, that's what it
Bandcamp.
is. So a lot of them, they don't even they for them doing the streaming is more of a novelty kind of thing. Just that, it's nice to have it where you can stream it, but they don't want no parts of streams.
It's part of the space today. It seems to be dominating the space, but it's just not, I don't think they've figured out how to make it right for the artist just yet. So it's they've got to do some work. I think
I think it's like a
it'll
third of a penny, something like a third of a penny per stream. And if they download, if I know on Apple, if you was to download my album and save it into your phone, then any plays that you do from that point no longer count because you're not streaming it at that point. You're just playing it from your phone.
But they bought it, right? So they downloaded it and they bought it, and now they've paid whatever, because I've sold music too, and you get like 70 cents if they download your song or something like that.
It's
Yeah,
not a lot.
it's not a lot. It's not the old days where you sell a million records and you retire if you want to. So if the times have changed. How has your sound changed? I mean, you've been writing for clearly for a little while now. How has your sound changed since you've been writing?
It's been a reluctant change. I will say that was the most difficult part because I mean, by me being so stuck on old school, I just wanted to do old school forever. And I just know that's not really complacent with today's time. Because even when I did Vibe Out was not necessarily a song that I would normally do, but just listening to the landscape now, like I had to like kind of change with the time. So a lot of it now is just listening to what the latest sound is without blatantly ripping it off, but just taking elements of what's new and kind of putting a splash of the old in it. So then that way there's still some way that you can appeal to like an older demographic, but at the same time still be able to reach a new demographic at the same time. So it's just pretty much being able to balance stuff and listen to what the new sound is and just kind of put my own little thing to it.
Very good. So what advice would you give to young musicians or emerging musicians that are trying to break in the industry today? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to patience is a virtue, and not to quit. It's very easy to get flustered because the market now is just it's really oversaturated, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because you have a lot of people now. With the technology and just the way things are now, a lot of people can dive into that, but there can be frustration. When you feel like there's a lot of people that may be getting a lot of the attention that you want, especially if you feel like you may be a better artist. Another issue that I had, so it kind of had to just get to the point where you just do what you do what you can, and reach who you can reach without, overthinking too much about things if things aren't going in the direction you want it to go to.
That's good advice. That's good advice. So for the fans and the listeners out there, when you make a beat, whether it's Vibe Out or one of your other songs, what do you want them to take away from your music? When you release something and you put it out there, what do you want them to feel? What do you want them to take away?
I want to be remembered. Like I want them to feel as if any material that they hear from me is not a one-time experience. Like I don't want to be one of those artists or have one of those type of songs where people will listen to it, and then after they've listened to it that one time, they've gotten their fill of it. I want them to be able to feel like that they can have a different experience every time they hear it, so that it doesn't have to feel like you only got to hear it one time and feel like that's it. So I want to be memorable, not only in just the sound, but also the words that I'm saying as well.
Beautiful. So besides enjoying your songs on DAP FM, where else can we find your music?
It's all over the place. It's on all streaming. It's on you of course your the regular Spotify, iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Tidal. So I mean, if you type in Kevin Jackson, Jaxon, it'll pull up every album that I've ever done. So I mean, it's really accessible. It's on YouTube. If you don't have any of those ways of streaming, you can still YouTube it as well and hear the exact same songs without having to, pay no whole lot of money with a streaming service. So, there's many avenues you can get my music.
I love it. Well, Kevin Jackson, we want to thank you for sharing your gift with the world. You are a talented musician, and we want to
Thank
thank
you.
you for sharing your gift with the folks and the listeners here on DAP FM. Thank you very much for your time today, and keep making beautiful music out here for us.
Will do. I appreciate the time.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right.